奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们在这里来聚开灵恩会。
For us to come here to have this evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
愿主你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
让我们从你的话里面得到造就。
So that we can be edified through your words.
让我们从你的灵里面得到力量。
So that we can gain our strength from your spirit.
让每一个人在灵恩会当中能够重新得力。
So that every one of us can renew our strength through this spiritual convocation.
在信仰上能够更加的复兴。
So that we can renew our faith.
求主带领祝福我们。
Please guide us and bless us.
让我们在教会的聚集充满着你所应许给我们的平安跟喜乐。
So that when we gather here, we're full of your promised peace and joy.
也让我们对你的体验感受能够更深刻。
So we can have a better, deeper understanding and experience of you.
主，愿你吸引我们。
Lord, please attract us.
让我们全心全力来归回向你。
So that we can come back fully to turn to back to you.
愿你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
让我们能够享受在地如天的时刻。
So that we can enjoy this moment on earth as if on heaven in heaven.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
Please, may your name be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天早上跟大家来学习使徒教会的家庭。
So this morning I'd like to share with you the families in the apostolical time,
我们大家都很希望教会能够复兴。
Of course, every one of us hope that the church can be revived.
那我们常常想，那到底我能够做什么？
So oftentimes we wonder ourselves, what shall we do ourselves?
我们如果看到使徒教会，
if we see the apostle church,
这个是我们真教会的一个模式。
Which are the role model for us as a true church.
就是我们要回归向使徒教会。
So we need to turn back to be like them.
那我们在真教会里面，我们道理的规模跟使徒教会是一样的。
So the church, the truth we have here is the same that was preached in the apostle church.
那到底我们还需要努力什么？
So what else do we need to do?
我们在使徒行传里面看到一些家庭。
In the book of Acts, we see many families.
这个是值得我们来效法的。
And those are the role models for us.
教会的力量其实就在家庭里面。
The strength of church relies in families.
如果教会里面的家庭，每一个家庭都很健全，都是属灵的。
If all the families in the church are very strong and very spiritual,
这个教会很有力量。
Then this church will be strong.
我们再倒过来看。
On the other hand,
如果教会里面的家庭，每个家庭都有问题，这个教会没有力量。
If every single family in this church has a problem, then this church will be weak.
我们今天来到美国。
So today here in the US,
物质生活是相当丰盛的一个国度。
And this is a place where the material life is very abundant.
有一次我到一个教会去领会。
Once I went to a church to pastor.
我仔细看他们这个停车场 parking lot。
So I was looking at your parking lot.
好像卡迪勒一样，什么名牌的车子都有。
It's like a parking lot full with all the famous brands.
那你在房看到他们住的家庭，真的好像model home 就非常标准的。
When you go visit their homes, you see they live in beautiful houses.
所以我们在美国的生活水准相当的高。
So the living standard here in the U.S. is quite high.
但是我们知道。
Yeah, we know this.
现在美国社会最大的问题
，the biggest problem here in the U.S.
是破碎的家庭太多
，is that too many broken families.
因此产生很多下一代的问题
，and that results in many problems in the next generation.
所以表面上看起来非常的繁华
，so on the outer appearance it looks very prosperous.
但是整个社会的根基已经在腐蚀
，the whole foundation of the society, however, is rotting away because of those broken families.
所以在很漂亮的这个房屋的里面那个家庭是破碎的。
In those beautiful houses, the families are broken, however.
但是可惜的，很多人只注重外面这个很豪华的房子。
Unfortunately, many of us only pay attention to this outer looking of this house.
忘记的住在里面那个人所组成的家庭其实才是最重要的。
Yet, without thinking about the family inside, which is more important.
所以我们要从使徒教会来看看他们的家庭。
So we need to look at the families in the apostle time.
那再看我们应该怎么办。
And then from that we can see what we can learn from them.
啊，使徒教会里面，我们第一个从十六章来看。
So let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 16 first.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章的三十二节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 32.
他们就十六章三十二节
，verse 32，
他们就把主的道讲给他和他的全家听。三十三节
，33，
当夜就在那时候，禁主把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立刻受的洗。我们再看三十四节。
34.
于是禁主领他们上自己家去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信的神都很喜乐。这里再提到第一个家庭。
Here there's the story about the first family.
就是禁主的家庭。
The family of the jailer.
那在三十四节特别说。
In verse 34, especially mentioned the, here.
他跟他的全家因为信的神都很喜乐。
He says that they were full with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family.
这个是我们要努力的一个目标。
This is a goal that we need to go after.
要全家信主。
That is to have our whole family to believe in God.
什么是全家？
What does it mean by home family?
就不只是夫妻两个人。
Of course, that does not only refine to the parents.
包括子女，包括父母。
This includes their children as well as their elders.
全家都信主。
The whole family believe in God.
这个要做我们努力的一个目标。
So this shall be one goal that we need to go after.
那为什么全家信主这么重要？
Why is it so important for the whole family to believe?
因为在三十节哈
，in verse 30
又领他们出来说：“二位先生，我们应该怎样行才可以得救？”我应该怎样行才可以得救？
Verse 30 says, "Then he brought them out and asked, 'Sirs, what must I do to be saved?'"
所以这个禁足就是问保罗了啊，说我应该怎么行才可以得救
？So the jailer asked Paul, "What shall he do to be saved?"
然后三十一节。保罗怎么回答
？And what did Paul say in verse 31?
说你当信当信主耶稣，你跟你的一家都必得救。
Says Paul said that believing the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
所以那个禁主是关心他自己，我怎么做才可以得救
？The sailor was jailer was asking about himself how he can be saved.
但是保罗是关心他的全家。
Yeah, Paul.Was caring about his whole family.
要信耶稣，你跟你的全家都必得救。
Says if you believe in the Lord, then you and your whole family will be saved.
所以这样他就有一个机会把这个道理讲给禁足跟他的全家听。
So here, Paul has a chance to preach the gospel to the jailer and his whole family.
所以我们知道为什么要全家信主。
So now we know why the whole family need to believe.
因为全家可以得救
，because the whole family can be saved.
有时候我们遇到一些慕道者
，sometimes when we see true seekers,
慕道很久了，不愿意受洗
，and after a long time, they still do not want to be baptized.
仔细问为什么不愿意受洗呢
？Then if you ask them why don't you want to be baptized?
因为还有年纪很大的父母
，because they say I still have very older parents.
然后父母觉得说信信了主以后以后死了也没有人拜怎么办？
And they were afraid that if they believe in Jesus Christ, when they die later, nobody will worship them anymore.
所以这个小孩子很孝顺，就等吧。
So this younger generation is very good to their parents, so that they wanted to wait.
等到父母离世才来信主。
Until the point that their parents pass away.
但是我们仔细想。
Now we think about this carefully.
这个是真的孝顺吗？
Does this mean truly mean is obedient to their parents?
这告诉我们信主才可以得救。
Says here we have to believe in order to be saved.
那等我们父母都离世了，他没有信了，没有信就下去了。
If they pass away without believing,
那我们再来受洗，我们上去了。
And then we are baptized, we go to heaven.
这个是真正的孝顺嘛？
It is truly being nice to your parents.
所以真的是应该，我们知道对，我们要赶快来受洗，而且我们要很努力的带领我们的父母也来信主。
So as long as we know what's right to do, we shall bring them to the Lord as well.
好，那有时候夫妻也是一样。
Same for couples.
哦，夫妻很恩爱，这是很好的。
It's good for a couple to love one another.
但是这不够的。
That's not enough, however.
因为这个夫妻啊，只是几十年在一起而已。
Because after all, they only stay together for a couple of decades.
圣经说我们是在戏台上演戏啊。
Bible tells us we are only carrying our acts on the stage.
有一天会下台的。
One day we'll get off the stage.
那如果夫妻很恩爱，那将来能够全家夫妻两个都能够上到神的国，天国不是最好吗？
Of course, the best thing is for both of them to go to heaven after their performance.
但是如果夫妻很恩爱，但是我们不会关心我们另一半的信仰，那我们的爱不完全。
If we claim to love one another, yet we do not care about the other party's faith, yet that love is not complete.
爱如果没有属灵的成分在里面，就不完全。
Love without the spiritual content is not complete love.
因为那个爱只有今生的果效，没有来世的果效。
Because that kind of love is only for this current world.
一直到我们的爱提升到属灵的层面，我们的爱才是完全。
Until the point that we can elevate our love to a spiritual point, our love is not complete.
因为那个果效是永远的。
And then that love is forever.
所以既然会结成夫妻，我们爱我们的另一半，应该要努力带他们信主。
Since we're a couple already, we need to love the other party and bring them to the Lord.
那我们再看我们的下一代。
Now let's look at our next generation.
我们都爱我们的下一代。
Of course, we all love our children.
所以你看哦，房子最贵的是哪一个区？
You see what part of the town has the most expensive houses.
学校最好的区，房子最贵。
That's where the school district is the best.
有时候你差一条街，房价就不一样了。
Sometimes you move to the next street, the price of the house will be different.
那为什么有的父母这样哈，他背的这么淡这个 mortgage 啊，来买最好的房子
？Why would the parents carry such high mortgage to buy this house here？
那不是为了下一代的教育吗
？That they did so for their children's education.
所以我们知道教育很重要。
We know that education is very important.
今天我们能够在美国站立，常常是因为我们在这里受过好的教育。
The reason we can have a good job here is because we have good education.
所以我们关心我们的下一代。
That's why we care for our next generation.
我们希望他受好的教育。
And we want them to have a good education as well.
当然这个是代表我们的爱。
And this, of course, represents our love.
但是如果我们没有看顾我们下一代的我们没有让他们得救。
Yeah, if we do not make sure that they are saved as well.
那我们的爱不完全。
Then this love is not complete either.
好，所以为着全家得救，我们应该要好，我全家信主，我们应该要以这个做我们一个努力的目标。
So we should set this as a goal to have the whole family to be with the Lord.
那我们看第二点哈。
Now let's look at the second point.
为什么全家信主这么重要
？Why is it important for the whole family to believe？
看三十四节最后一句话。
Let's read verse 34, the last half.
因为信的神都很喜乐。
Because they were filled with joy after they believed.
我们仔细看啊，圣经不是说很快乐。
It's not happy.
他说是很喜乐。
But rather it says it's joy.
这里面有一个差别。
There's a difference between those two words.
快乐是从世界上来的。
Happiness comes from this world.
所以全家到迪士尼乐园，那可能很快乐。
If you bring your whole family to Disney World, then you guys may be very happy.
全家去餐馆吃饭，可能很快乐。
You may be happy when you have a good meal together in a restaurant.
那现在可能全家去买很大的电视，哇，很快乐。
Or if you go buy a big screen TV, your whole family will be happy.
所以这一切快乐都是有条件的。
And those happiness have conditions.
常常这个快乐都是用钱买来的。
And oftentimes they are bought by money through.
但是既然这个快乐是有条件的，就很容易不快乐。
Because those happiness have condition, and sometimes they will turn into the other way.
你的条件你改变，生活环境一改变，你就没有快乐。
When the conditions change, you will lose this happiness.
而且这个快乐常常是外表的，是感官的。
In addition, those happiness are oftentimes in outer appearance.
但是如果我们全家都很喜乐
，However, for the whole family to be in joy,
这就不一样了。
That's a very different situation.
这个喜乐是从神来的。
This joy is from God.
因为神住在我们里面。
Because God dwells within us.
我们内心觉得很满足。
Our heart is filled with content.
那既然是从神来的
Since this is from God,
神随时随刻都跟我们同在。
Because God will be with us all the time.
任何一个环境，神都跟我们同在。
No matter what kind of situation.
所以我们看我们在结婚的时候。
So when we get married.
啊，特别在美国，很多人要讲啊，我不论是平顺或者死生病，啊，都会永远跟你同在。
You see that when you get married, you see the couple tell one another, "I will be with you no matter what the situation is."
但这是好听的。
This only sounds good.
啊，如果真的是这么严肃，不会这么多离婚的。
If it's truly the case, there you shouldn't see so many cases of divorce.
有一天痛苦比快乐多。
And one day suffering will be more than happiness.
那人就会想，那为什么我们要在一起？
And then they will start to wonder why should we still remain together.
与其痛苦一生，不如分开。
It would be better off for us to separate.
所以现在这个婚姻是建筑在快乐上。
So nowadays, the worldly marriage is established on happiness.
所以如果婚姻没有快乐，可能就是结束的开始。
If they start to lose the happiness, that's the beginning of the end of the marriage.
当我们在追求神，
so when we are going after God, however,
充满那种喜乐，
we're filled with joy.
因为那个喜乐就把婚姻能够更紧凑的连在一起。
And this joy can bond the marriage stronger together.
有神在其中啊。
With God in between.
那个就是婚姻喜乐的来源。
And this is the source of the joy for the marriage.
那个就是家庭喜乐的来源。
And that's the joy of the family.
那个才是真正的幸福。
That's the true happiness.
因为每一个人心里很满足。
Because everyone is content, very content in their heart.
每一个人心里很平安。
They're full of peace.
所以虽然吃得很简单。
Even though they have simple meals.
其实用的东西很旧。
They have very old appliances.
但是因为你心里很喜乐很平安，我们就觉得家里很幸福。
The family is still very happy and full of joy because of this faith.
那个才是我们走的方向。
And that's the true direction that we should go after.
家庭的幸福是因为神同在。
The happiness of the family lies with God.
是因为神的平安喜乐充满。
Because the peace of and joy of God is filled with the house.
不是外在的物质。
Not because of material status.
那当然这个全家信主还有很多的重要性。
Of course, for the whole family to believe is very important.
全家信主特别是我们夫妻的全家都信主我们才有办法教养下一代。
For the whole family to believe, we have, that's the only way for us to educate our next generation.
如果夫妻一个信一个不信有时候下一代很难教。
If one of the couple, is, believer what the other one is not. It's very difficult to educate their children.
这个想法观念不一样。
Because they have different thoughts.
所以很难教下一代。
It's very difficult to educate their next generation.
所以说我们要把这个当作一个努力的目标。
So we need to set this as a goal for us.
还有就是如果没有全家信主。
In addition, if we do not have the whole family to believe.
有时候我们本身的信仰都很难持守。
And sometimes even difficult for us to hold our own faith.
因为我们的信仰有时候是上有时候是下。
Because our faith has up and downs.
那当我们信仰在软弱的时候
When we're weak in faith,
我们希望有一个人能够鼓励我们
We hope that somebody will be out there to help us,
比方说礼拜六
For example, on Saturdays,
有时候我们也觉得很累
Sometimes we feel so tired.
但是如果你另外一半信主
If the other half is a believer,
他会跟你鼓励
And he or she will encourage you.
我们来敬拜神
Let's go together to worship God.
但是如果另一半没有信主
If the other half is not a believer,
你觉得很累，对啊，所以休息不要去教会啊，神是
能够
了解的。
She'll say, well, let's go stay home and rest.
所以你在很软弱的时候，你就没有一个人在帮助你。
So when you're weak, there's nobody out there to help you, to encourage you.
那特别是要服侍神。
Especially in working for God.
全家没有信主，特别另外一半没有信主，差不多很难做圣工。
It's very difficult to do any holy work if the other half is not a believer.
所以有时候你看到这个教会聚完会他聚会完阿们，你跟打招呼，有的人已经上到车上，车子发动了。
Sometimes when you see when we finish the service, they say amen. Some people are in the car already, ready to go home.
他真的有苦情啊。
Because they are truly, they have their own reasons.
因为他另外一半没有信主。
Because the other half is not a believer.
那另外一半没有信主，他就在两难之间。
Because of that fact, they are in a dilemma.
礼拜一跟礼拜五先生做得这么辛苦。
And Monday through Friday, the husband may be working so hard.
为了要支持这个家庭。
To support this family.
那礼拜六他自己在家里。
And yes, on Saturday, he's home by himself.
没有陪他，我这心里难过啊。
I feel bad if I don't stay home to keep him company.
啊，但是你又觉得说神很爱我。
You also feel that God loves me.
啊，我没有来教会，我会很难过啊。
If I don't come to church, I'll feel bad as well.
哦，所以怎么办
？How do I do?
来聚会，马上走。
Let's come to service, so I go home right away afterwards.
那就没有办法服侍神。
And then you don't have the chance to serve for God.
教会有很多的圣工。
There's so many work in her church.
值得我们去做。
We shall do.
这是很有价值，很有意义的。
It's very precious things for us to do.
我们没有办法做。
Yeah, we couldn't do it.
我知道有一个弟兄很认真在教会修理东西。
I know of one brother who take care of things in the church.
啊，他有一个原因呢。
There's one reason.
他没有办法献十一捐。
Because he cannot give tithes to the church.
因为他太太控制很严啊，一分一毛全部都在他手里啊。
Because his wife is very tight on money.He controls every penny.
他觉得神的恩典很大，他没有办法献。每一次献十一捐呢，他家里就起征战。
Every time he tried to give tithe, there will be a fight in his family.
所以最后他想啊，我无条件替教会修理什么都可以。
So in the end, he decided to unconditionally help church to repair all the things to do handiwork.
那如果他的全家信主？
If his family had believed,
我想这个弟兄能够为主做更多的工作。
I believe this brother can do a lot more for God.
所以啊，另一半没有信主，有很多的不便跟缺点。
So if the other half is not a believer, there's many inconveniences and weaknesses.
全家信主就绝对的好处。
It's obviously the best for the whole family to believe.
所以我们要把这个当做我们当前最重要一个目标。
So we need to set this as the most important goal for us.
我们算算看，三多谢教会有多少个另一半没有信主。
Let's count how many here we have other party not believing.
数目相当高，比例相当高。
The ratio is actually quite high.
如果我们两年之内把那个另一半都信主。
If we can bring the other half within 2 years,
我们受洗的人数会超过十个以上，甚至二十个。
Then we have more than 10 or even 20 that will be baptized.
所以我们要把这个当做我们努力目标。
So we shall set this as a goal that we should strive after.
那我们怎么做
？How do we do this？
我们仔细看这个故事。
Let's look at this story.
这个禁足本身他遇见了一个危机。
So the jailer had this crisis.
就是监牢门开了。
Which is the door of the jail is opened.
他以为监牢囚犯都跑掉了。
He thought all the people in the jail would be running away.
那他没有办法交代的。
So he couldn't handle this.
所以拿刀要自杀。
So he wanted to kill himself.
如果他自杀了
，If he had committed suicide,
他跟他的家庭都没有福气啊。
Then his whole family would not be with any blessing.
那这个是他生命一个很大的危机。
So this is a very grief crisis in his family.
但是在这个危机里面呢，保罗出现了。
Paul appeared.
不要害自己，我们在这里。
He said, "Don't try to harm yourself. We are here."
然后就传福音给他听。
And then he started to preach gospel to him.
借着这个危机，进主信主了。
Through this crisis, the jailer came to believe, and as well his whole family.
如果没有这个危机，可能禁主孩子不信。
Without this crisis, I believe that this jailer would not believe.
所以我们要带领全家信主。你家庭发生困难常常是带领家人信主一个机会。
So oftentimes, a difficulty encountered by this family is an opportunity for the whole family to believe.
因为有时候我们生活如果太平顺了，一天过一天过，你们就平顺，你就不会觉得我不需要改变。
Sometimes, if we have a too peaceful life, every day is the same. We don't need to change anything.
那你遇到一些困难
，When we encounter difficulties, however,
这个常常是一种。改变的开始。
This is often a beginning of a change.
体验神的能力、恩典的开始。
It's beginning for you to experience the power of God.
特别是这个困难，你已经无路可走了，世界上找不到解决的方法。
Especially when this is in crisis to a point that you couldn't figure out a way to go.
这个就是神显明他能力跟恩典的机会。
And this is the chance for God to show Himself.
所以我们要利用我们家庭所遇到的困难。变成是见证神恩典的机会。
So we shall use the difficulties that we encounter in our families as an opportunity for God to work.
所以这个是很重要的一点。
So this is a very important point.
那第二点
，Secondly,
要让我们的家人有机会听道理。
We need to give our family a chance to hear the good news.
所以32节说，把主的道讲解他跟他的全家人听。
That's why in 32. Says, then they spoke the words of the Lord to him and all the others in the house.
因为信道是从听道来的。
Because to believe, you had to hear the words first.
那我们常常发现一些信徒的配偶因为有机会来听到， 他的观念就逐渐一直在改变。
We see that sometimes when believers bring their non-believer spouse here, their thoughts will start to change gradually.
所以有很多人不信哦，其实不是真的不信，因为不知道。
Oftentimes for non-believer, it's not because they do not believe, because they do not know.
你说他是无神论吗？听起来像啊，但是你让他听道理，听一听，哦，过了不久他就信了。
He may claim to be an atheist, but after a while of listening to the truth, then he began to believe.
他过去无神论是因为他不知道神是什么。
He was an atheist because he didn't know what God was before.
那现在他有机会听了，他知道神是什么，渐渐他观念就变了。
Now he has a chance to listen to the truth, then his concept will change.
所以有时候我们邀我们的另一半啊，我们家人来教会听到。
So sometimes when we ask for our spouse to come to listen to the truth.
那有时候我们把家庭打开来，让教会在我们家庭聚会。
Sometimes we open up our door to have service in our house.
那有时候如果这个太正式了，我们可以邀请教会里面有很多很美好见证的信徒一次一两个到家里来，还像客人这样聊天。
If that were too formal for the other spouse, then maybe you can ask one or two brother and sister to share testimonies in your house.
我知道有一个姐妹。
I know of this one sister.
她在东部
On the East Coast.
她每一次她跟她先生开车，好像是去华盛顿 D.C.
Every day they will
三个钟头
drive for 3 hours to go to Washington D.C.
然后她就到这个教会的卡式录音带去借一些布道的录音带。
So before they take on the trip, they will borrow some.Cassette tapes from church.
开车啊，他先生开车，他就听卡式录音带。
When her husband was driving, she would listen to the cassette.
其实不是他要听的，那是布道的啊。他先生也跑不掉，就开车。
Actually, it was not for her, but the sermon tapes were for her husband.
所以开了四个钟头，听了四个录音带。
So after 4 hours drive, they finished 4 tapes.
这个先生也用的这个太太用的很多的方法。
Wife think of many, many different ways.
让她的先生能够有机会听到。
For her husband to have chance to listen to the truth.
当然我们知道要带领家人最重要还是生活行为的改变。
Of course, the most important thing to lead our family is to change the way we have our daily lives.
所以在彼得前书里面说
In the book of 1 Peter.
说你如果有丈夫不听道的怎么办？你怎么听他不听？就把耳朵都给他遮起来了。
What if you have a husband who do not want to listen to any words of God?
好，我们看第三章彼得前书第三章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们做妻的要顺服自己的丈夫，若有不信从道理的丈夫，他虽然不听道，也可以因着机智的品性被感化过来。当然这也是包括先生对太太。
And if they do not believe the word, they may be won over without words by the behavior of their wives or husbands.
到最后是会被感化过来。
So in the end, they will be won over.
我们在教会也看到这个子女带父母。
In the church, we also see examples how children win over their parents.
要看丈夫带太太。
We see examples how husband win over their wives.
有一个太太后来信主了。
Later, we saw one wife who came to believe.
问她说，你本来不信了，你为什么来？
We ask herHow come you came to believe now?
她说我看到我先生信主改变这么大。
And she said that when I see such a big change when my husband start to believe.
我就很好奇，我来教会看看到底是怎么一回事。
So I was quite curious, so I wanted to come to see what's going on here.
我就来了。
So then I came.
听听道理，她也信了。
After a while of listening, then she believed also.
祷告得圣灵，她也信了。
And she prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要把我们这个生活的重点抓住。
So we need to hang on to the key of our lives.
我们的职业
our job,
这个不是人活着的目的。
It's not the number one thing in our life.
是为着要活，我们工作，不是活着为工作的。
We do our job in order for us to live, not the other way around.
你在公司里面怎么爬到最高，最后还是会掉下来的。
No matter how high you can climb in the corporate ladder, in the end you will fall.
但要把信仰当作第一要务。
Yeah, we need to treat our faith as the number one important thing.
怎么带我们全家来信主？
How we bring our whole family to the Lord.
这是第一个家庭。
This is the first family we see.
我们再来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn back to the Acts.
《使徒行传》的第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们看第二个家庭。
The second family here.
《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在凯撒利亚有一个人名叫做哥尼流，是意大利营的百夫长。第二节
Verse 2，
他是一个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。这里讲一个人叫哥尼流。
Here mentioned this person named Cornelius。
那圣经会记载他不是因为他是百夫长。
The Bible mentioned his name not because he's a centurion。
那这个哥尼流啊，第二节说他是一个虔诚人。
But rather he says here he's a very devout person。
当然这不简单。
It's not easy。
这个虔诚是要不断去操练。
You have to continue to edify yourself。
圣经说在敬虔上操练凡事都有益处啊。
Bible tells us if we edify ourselves in being devout, then it should be very beneficial to us.
操练身体益处还少。
It's less beneficial for us to exercise our body.
这不是说不可以运动。
Of course, we should still do exercise.
有益处的。
It's beneficial.
所以应该要运动，我们
身体要
健康才能做。
So that we can have a healthy body to work for God.
但是有一个比运动更有价值的。
But there's another thing that's more important than exercising.
就是在敬虔上操练。
That is to edify ourselves in being devout.
那哥尼流是一个虔诚人。
Cornelius is a very devout person.
但是下一句话更可贵啊。
The second word is more important.
他跟他的全家都敬畏神。
He and his whole family is God fearing.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
他的全家能敬畏神。
He and his whole family fears God.
有的全家信主。
Sometimes the whole family may believe.
但不是全家都敬畏神。
But the whole family may not believe, may not fear God.
那这就有点可惜啊。
This is very unfortunate.
是全部都信了，都不是全部都很敬畏神。
Even though everybody believe, but not everybody fear God.
那这个敬畏神有一个特色。
There's one characteristic of fearing God.
敬畏神远离恶事。
Which is to shy away from sinful things.
所以我们现在在美国这个社会很难教养下一代。
It's very difficult for us to educate our next generation in US society.
所以我们也遇到慕道者哦。他本身不信，但是他把他的一个孩子、一个女儿都带到教会来。
So sometimes we see true seekers, though they do not believe themselves, they bring their children to the church.
因为他知道，在美国，你教孩子唯一的方法就是让他心中有神。
Because they know that only way to educate their children to have God in their hearts.
那他的孩子、他女儿都得圣灵。
So when her son and her daughter receive the Holy Spirit,
那这个妈妈偶尔来。
The mom will come. Sometimes occasionally,
但是他自己不来哦，他一定会鼓励孩子来。
Even though sometimes she may not come herself, she will encourage her children to come.
因为他知道这个敬畏神对他孩子有益处。
Because she knows it's very important for her children to fear God.
才能够远离恶事。
So that they can be away from sinful things.
所以如果我们的小孩子有信仰，
if our children have faith,
你走到天涯海角，你都不要怕。
No matter where they go in this world, you don't have to be afraid.
因为他心中有神。
Because they have God in their hearts.
他敬畏神。
They fear God.
所以这个是一个最好的教养孩子的方法。
This is the best way to educate our children.
所以有的人在讲一个标语，什么学音乐的孩子不会变坏。
Sometimes you may hear people say, children who knows music will not do bad things.
可能是比较好了，不错了。
That's not necessarily all the case.
但是有一些什么同居苟合学音乐也照样做啊。
And you see children do bad things even though they know music.
但是如果一个人敬畏神，
Yeah, if one person fears God.
那这个给一个人的这个道德上的这种提升的更高。
This has a more important role in uphill their morale of this person.
所以这是第二个家庭。
So this is the second family we see
here. 全家都敬畏神。
The whole family fears God.
那我们常常在想
Sometimes we often think.
因为我们现在在这个欧美的国家。
In this Western society,
如果我们小孩子教育不好，
if we fail to educate well our children,
很多人都把责任归到学校。
Oftentimes we blame on the schools.
所以我们常常觉得说，我们的责任就是纳税。
And sometimes we feel our responsibility to pay tax.
那政府的责任就是做社会福利。
And the job of the government is to do social things.
把学校医院办好。
To have good hospital and good schools.
那我的责任就是纳税。
And then my own responsibility is to pay tax.
所以我们常常把这个观念就带到教会来。
And oftentimes we bring this kind of concept to church.
我的责任就是奉献。
My responsibility is to give tithe.
所以我的孩子如果信仰不好，教会宗教教育办得不好。
So if my children's faith is not good, I can blame the RE teaching of the church.
那变成说我没有责任。
Then I don't have anything to blame.
所以责任是在教会。
The responsibility lies in the church.
这个观念呢，跟圣经不太一样。
This concept does not jive with the Bible.
啊，圣经里面在提到教养子女，这是父母的责任。
Bible tells us the parents are some responsibility to teach their children.
哦，我们仔细看，一个礼拜有168个小时。
Let's look at one week. We have 168 hours.
那在这么多小时里面，我们的小孩子几个钟头在教会。
How many hours out of those 168 do the children spend in church?
最标准早上十点来。
The standard if you come at 10 o'clock.
在下午在四点走吧。最标准。
Leave at 4 o'clock in the evening, afternoon.
大概六个钟头。
Six hours.
那加上家庭聚会合起来大概也八个钟头算了。
Put everything together, the family service, there may be 8 hours a week.
我们这样仔细看。
If you look at this carefully,
其他的时间呢
all the other time,
不是在家庭就是在学校
they're either at home or in school.
所以我们就知道教会是帮助家庭不是取代家庭
Church is only there to help the family but not to replace the family.
所以真的我们的宗教教育要从家庭开始
So truly our RE should start from our families.
那教会的责任是教导父母怎么样去教导孩子。
The responsibility of the church is teach the parents how to teach their children.
所以在家庭里面就可以进行自己的家庭宗教教育。
So in our family, we need to have our own religious education.
因此我们在家庭生活里面
So in our family lives.
非常重要，我们要提倡家庭祭坛。
It's important for us to have this family altar.
这个是我们教会一直重复 在强调的。
This is one thing that the church has emphasized repeatedly.
因为有的人敬拜神只有在教会。
Because sometimes people will worship God only in church.
甚至圣经也不必带回去就聚完会了打包然后放在周围也都放在那个圣经架上。
They don't even bring their Bibles to home.
那下个礼拜来再回程拍一拍的拿来读。
Next time when they come,They will take the same Bible and read again.
所以敬拜神是在教会。
They only worship God in church.
这个不够的。
That's not enough.
我们要把敬拜神带到我们的家庭。
We need to bring worship to our homes.
所以我们自己家庭里面要有一种敬拜神的时间。
So we should have this time in our family to worship God.
那这个家庭祭坛就是我们每一天至少我们全家能够在一起最少祷告一次。
So at least the whole family should spend one time together one day to pray.To God.
因为我们仔细看了我们三六岁教会晚上聚会只有礼拜二礼拜五还礼拜六
So evenings only have service on Tuesdays, Friday and Saturday nights
礼拜二来的大概是负责人还有其他很热心的
And Friday is only the,
礼拜二
On the Tuesdays we don't see too many people
礼拜五的多一点点
There may be a little bit more on Fridays
我们知道大家都很忙
We know everybody is busy.
好像抽不空出来。
It's hard to set aside time.
那其他我们看我们大部分的信徒，我们晚上都在家里面。
We see most of the members they spend the night at home.
那怎么样把这个信仰在家庭里面落实扎根，这很重要。
So how do we let the faith take root in our families? It's very important.
那如果我们全家我们每一天晚上一起祷告15分钟。
If we spend 15 minutes every day to pray together in our house.
当然祷告不是用时间来算它的果效的。
Of course, you should not gauge the effectiveness of prayer with time.
但是如果说我们祷告15分钟。
If we pray for 15 minutes, however.
一年我们自己全家就在一起祷告90个钟头。
That is 90 hours in a year.
那这个果效如果我们很诚恳这样祷告那个果效潜移默化是很大的
then the effect of that prayer over time is very important
那如果我们自己全家能够一个礼拜自己家庭在一起聚会一次那更好
and it's even better if we can get together to have a service every week
读一段圣经然后父母子女的解释讨论
we can read the verses from the Bible we can talk about it
那这个会让我们家庭属灵化。
This will make our family even more spiritual.
不然我们看现在美国我们回到家里做什么
Now, if otherwise, what do we do at home when we We will get home every day.
现在看起来大概两个，看电视还有网络。
There are two things. One is watch TV. The second is to get on the internet.
就占据所有的时间了。
It takes up most of the time.
好，那这个很多啊，电视节目让一个家庭世俗化。
Oftentimes we see the TV program will secularize the family.
啊，使人的心灵受污染。
And to pollute our spirituality.
所以我们一定需要用正面的来取代负面的。
So we need to use positive image to replace the negative image.
在属灵上要正面来追求。
And we should go after the positive spirituality.
我们才有办法啊来建设一个基督化的家庭。
In that way, we can have a family in Christ.
那第三个啊家庭。
The third family.
好，我们现在看《使徒行传》。
Let's look at Acts.
十六章
，Chapter 16。
使徒行传十六章哈
，Acts Chapter 16。
我们先看第五章好了。
Let's read chapter 5 first.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Acts chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
大众都喜悦这话，就拣选斯提凡，乃是大有信心被圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、伯哥还有悉尼哈。然后他们来哈，第六节就按手祷告，按手在他们头上。这里提到一个人叫腓力。
Here he mentioned one person named Philip.
腓力是当时里面七个执事里面的一个。
Philip is one of the seven deacons at the time.
那到了后来我们看圣经怎么记载腓力的家庭。
So later, let's see how the Bible mentions about Philip's family.
21章。
In
verse 21. 他是那七个执事里面的一个，第九节，他有四个女儿，都是处女，都是说预言的。这里讲腓力有四个女儿。
Here mentioned Philip has four daughters.
特别讲他们都是说预言。
Especially mentioned here, all those four daughters can prophesy.
那这个是什么意思
？What does this mean？
我们知道那个圣灵的恩赐里面有一种就是说预言。
We know one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is to prophesy.
所以我们知道腓力的这些子女也很有恩赐。
So we know that all four daughter of Philip are very gifted.
当然这些恩赐就是要造就教会所有的。
That was for the purpose to edify the church.
所以我们可以知道当时使徒教会有一些家庭是全家服侍神。
So from this we can know that on those apostle times there were many families who served the Lord. The whole family.
那这个应该是我们努力的一个目标。
And this is one goal that we should strive after.
在教会里面，虽然有一些全家很敬畏神。
Sometimes even though we have family who fear the Lord.
但是只是很敬畏神不错，但是对圣工好像不是很热心在参与。
Yet they do not seem to participate in the holy work.
但是如果我们能再进一步，全家很敬畏神，在这全家很热心的服侍神。
And if we go one step further.Instead of just being fearing God, fearing, we should also serve the Lord.
是全家，全家很热心的服侍人。
So the whole family will serve the church, and the church will be strong.
做圣工，全家一起来。
When we do the holy work, the whole family will do it.
那你就发现教会里面很有力量。
Then you will see the church is full of strength.
因为在做圣工当中，反而家庭反而同心了。
Because in doing so, the whole family gets even more stronger.
所以我们教会，我们要把我们的家庭带到这个程度。
So we need to bring our family to this degree.
大大小小在圣工上都有份。
Be the younger or the older person, everybody has part in the holy work.
那如果我们全家服侍神
，If the whole family serves the Lord,
我们发现了我们在家里面谈论都是谈神的事情。
You would realize that we talk about in At home are all about things about church.
全家敬畏神，我们全家谈的都是神的事情。
Everything talk about is has to do with the church.
那个家庭就是变成教会了。
And then that church, then that family becomes the church.
那个家庭就变成基督化。
And that family is a family of Christ.
那如果没有全家敬畏神，没有全家服侍神。
If you do not have the whole family believe and fear the Lord.
我说全家看电视。
Or they only just watch TV at home.
全家看电影。
Or they just watch movies.
那好，在教会很敬虔，在家里面谈的都是世俗的。
And even though they may be God fearing at church, at home, however, they're different.
那我们就在信仰的提升上啊，就没有办法啊做得很彻底。
And it's very difficult for us to complete our faith.
所以有时候我们在教会里面呢，看到爸爸妈妈孩子都很热心在做圣工。
Sometimes you see in the church that the grandparents, the parents, and the children, they all do holy works.
这确实是我们教会一个榜样。
So indeed a role model for us as a church.
我们要以这种家庭来做我们学习的模范。
We should set those families as examples for us.
这是我们从《使徒行传》里面可以看到三种的家庭。
And this is the three kind of family that we can see from the books of Acts.
第一个
，first，
全家信主。
The whole family will believe.
再进一步，全家敬畏神。
And one step further, the whole family will fear God.
再进一步，全家服侍神。
Even further, the whole family will serve the Lord.
这是我们在美国应该努力的一个重点。
This is the key that we should go after in the U.S. society.
建设我们的家庭。
To establish our family.
不是外表物质的。
Not only material things.
是属灵的。
But rather spiritual.
这个才有永远的果效。
This has everlasting effect.